one reason that they were using FIS a lot was possession of marijuana. And now that the laws have been changed, they're not using that for that offense. And statistically, when the report that's made to us, you know, each year by the drug ID division, and then it shows, you know, how many people they have and what they arrested. I remember in past years looking at reports, and a lot of them, that's what was happening to a lot of people were that were convicted of possession of marijuana. They were getting FIS. So I think statistically that showed up.
That's even true, but I'm sure with regard to the whole range of other crimes, drug crimes, labor crimes, I know that certain judges just aren't going to recommend, going to listen to the recommendations for the kind of position now, where the same judges 3 to 5 years ago probably would have in the same kind of case. They've been murdered too much by too much recidivism.
And let me, that's a good time to bring in this point. And I'm going to talk about probation next in terms of what it is, but for both suspended imposition of sentence and probation, if you are a repeat offender under the code, you are subject to presumptive sentencing. That will not be an alternative. You must be sent to imprisonment. You can't have it suspended, you can't be put on probation. So what we're talking about now is simply first offenders. The way the code is set up, first offenders, that would be an alternative to. Similarly, misdemeanor, it would be an alternative to. And if you go through these extraordinary circumstances, and if you go to a three-judge panel, even a three-judge panel could put a repeat felon on suspended imposition of sentence. But simply the judge himself can.
Okay. I know somebody may be a dictator in the hearing, but is there any talk about where they have a condition of sentence to go out to the first offender or where they have a condition of sentence to go out? Was there any argument about making some first offenses covered by the condition? Like, if a guy goes back to the coast in first grade, does he get that on the own? Does he have someone who's never sent to where he can be classified by somebody for a serious crime?
I don't think there was really any discussion about picking out certain first offenders and making them presumptive. I think there was just simply the issue of first offenders versus repeat offenders.
And it's kind of philosophically, don't you think that kind of makes sense? Like, that's become pretty clear. I'm not sure.
I think the way that people approached it was that, you know, you can't assume, they're assuming that they're doing a responsible job, that's why they're advocating discretion for first offenders, and that therefore what you needed to do with the first offenders was allow a high top range so that when you had a serious first offender, he could be put away for quite a length of time, even though it was only a first offender. Yeah, and I think that was the argument there, that there are very serious first offenders.
Well, also the problem that gets to is, say we apply presumptive sentencing to first offenders. Well, it may very well be that for a C felon, the presumptive sentence will be probation, or for a mitigated A felony, the presumptive sentence will be probation. Somehow that bothered people, the idea of thinking as probation as a sentence, you know, and putting in thinking, this is the presumptive sentence, probation. Some people had some trouble with that one. Yeah.
The commissioner did too in the sector.
One thing the commission did decide separately is that misdemeanors shouldn't be given misdemeanors to be presented to the Senate. So they made that some sort of philosophical decision, not as a decision.
Right.
So what point administratively is the person considered convicted?
Well, there's a lot of words that are used. I think what it is that the jury comes back with a verdict. The judge has entered a judgment of conviction, and at that time he sentences the person. And
before the sentence, the judge actually goes through a statement, usually on the record, saying either on the basis of this verdict or on the basis of your plea of guilty or nolo contendere, you are adjudged guilty of the offense as charged in the indictment or in the information. At that point, he says that it's on the record, it's in the minute order, and then he goes on to either at that time or at a later scheduled time sentence the person. But at that time forward, the person has, after a whole bunch of warnings, has lost, you know, he's not in a position to pull back from, let's say, a guilty plea or a nolo plea without the permission of the judge. Very unusual circumstances under the rules. Once that
becomes, when a verdict from the jury says you've become guilty on this, you have not been convicted.
Not until the judge says, therefore, right. Has to say the therefore. And then it's ministerial, he doesn't have any choice, and I suppose the judicial qualifications people would rather like to try something else. Then why should there be any provision for the judge subsequently to expunge the record?
Well, he doesn't, because he never gets around to entering. See, when suspended in position of sentence, he's never entered judgment of conviction.
That's not true.
Okay,
so the current practice is that there is a judgment of conviction that is then set aside later by a specific order that is signed by the judge at the end of the period of the SIS. Is that right, Judge?
Well, I've always been concerned.
I've always returned the orders and got them in just to protect my client.
My understanding was always during the judge, until the sentence is imposed, that there is no judgment. And that,
and the judges don't agree. Either.
Yeah, right. There is a, maybe this is kind of. Now that you mention it, I have encountered judges who have different viewpoints in this.
Yeah, you know, it's just
that was a complex question because there it addressed the question that, well, he had an appeal pending for a while.
I want to be sure I understand the playoff point.
There was a libel suit. I don't remember it too well anymore, but there was the act of Beacon Journal on the highway in relation to an article in which the guy was calling for attention. And the reporter, the newspaper office, was saying, if I recall. And I just, I thought the reporter was right. I just wondered if it was later in our law office. I think that does. If it is, then really.
The way I read the code is that the person has never been sentenced when it's suspended in position of sentence. That it's not that you're sentenced and you're suspended in position of sentence. You just never sentenced the person.
But that's different from being found guilty.
Right.
That's what Larry is asking about.
And that is different. But
you're finding guilt isn't judgment of guilt until the position.